growing number of states banning formerly legal gas station heroin. By Lowell Caulfield on March 27, 2026. Another state has banned dangerous and addictive substances known as gas station heroin. So named because they are typically sold with no restrictions from convenience stores, filling stations, and vape shops. Connecticut has included the drug tianeptin in a psychoactive substance known as kratom, produced by a tree in Asia, in a new list of banned substances state authorities announced this week. 14 states have officially classified the tricyclic antidepressant tianeptin as a controlled substance, according to Fox News. Kratom is reportedly banned in at least 7 states, as well as in a number of major cities, including Denver and San Diego. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, tianeptin, a drug, is not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for any medical use. Despite that, some companies are distributing and selling unlawful products containing tianeptin to consumers, including products with high doses. They are also making dangerous and unproven claims that tianeptin can improve brain function and treat anxiety, depression, pain, opioid use disorder, and other conditions. It can also be addictive, according to the FDA. The drug is sold retail under names like Diana, Zaza, Neptune's Fix, Pegasus and TD Red. Kratom, or Mitragynus speciosa, is a psychoactive substance made from the leaves of a tree that grows in Indonesia, Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, and Thailand. According to Sprout Health Group, a New Jersey addiction clinic, although marketed today as having healing powers, or even as an alternative to opioids, most medical experts agree that the health risks of kratom make it unsafe. Moreover, the active ingredient in kratom varies widely by plant, making its effects unpredictable. This leads to a risk of overdose and serious side effects, including seizures, hallucinations, chills, vomiting, liver damage, or even death. In a statement announcing the ban in Connecticut, which becomes effective Wednesday, Department of Consumer Protection Commissioner Brian Caffarelli said, "These substances have no approved medical use and have been widely available for sale in establishments easily accessed by children and other vulnerable populations. These products were never regulated, tested, or otherwise deemed safe for human consumption, but have been marketed as health products, misleading people to assume they are safe when, in fact, they are addictive, have a high potential for misuse, and pose a serious threat to public health and safety." Besides kratom and tianeptin, the state also added 7-hydroxymetragenine, bromazolam, flubromazolam, nitazenes, and fenibut to the list of outlawed substances. The Trump administration's FDA commissioner Dr. Martin McCarry sounded the alarm last May about such freely available products, calling their availability and use a dangerous and growing health trend leading to serious harm. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong enlisted the help of consumers to get rid of such products from the state. "These products are unsafe, untested, and if you see them, do not purchase them and call the police," he said in a statement earlier this week. "Today, I am mailing letters to every known distributor and manufacturer of these substances to ensure full awareness and compliance with the law." He added, "These companies are on notice. If you sell in Connecticut, we will know, and we will hold you accountable." Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. He also co-founded Primary Purpose Productions, a Hollywood nonprofit that produced short films geared to prompting addicts and alcoholics to seek recovery. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.